Karen.
And I'm Greg.
Hello, Hot Springs. You're listening to Library Beat, a weekly podcast from the Razorback Campersale Studio, where we talk about all things library.
This week on Library Beat, Karen and I are on a mission.
How is visibility today, Karen?
It is semi-good.
Our mission is to stock the library's new book lockers after an ice storm. The first step was defrosting.
Good icy morning. We are in the library's vehicle, the Transit, and the windshield is covered with ice. And we are stuck here waiting for it to the car to warm up and to be able to see out the windshield. But we have a very important task that we are performing. And Karen, what are we going to go do today?
We are going to take a field trip and go to the YMCA and talk about our book lockers.
Before we headed out into the ice, I spoke with Chris Hall. Chris, do you want to tell us what you do here at the library?
My official title is Public Services Coordinator.
Very good. I know one of the things you do is when items come in that are supposed to go to the lockers, you are in charge of making sure they go to the right place. What's that process like?
Yes, so when patrons return items or they're checked in and we have an item that is destined for a locker, let's say, it will print a little notice, which is called a transit slip, and that comes to my desk. The transit slip will then tell me where that locker, or which locker the item is supposed to go to. We have lockers all over town. We have one here at the library itself. So if you're wanting an item after hours, you can have it stocked and in our locker here and pick it up. We have one at the Sunshine Store in Royal. We have one at the YMCA near Central. And then we have what used to be National Park, but now it's technically Mid-America Park.
We'll hear more from Chris later when something goes horribly wrong.
That's that. We tried to do our mission, but we have been thwarted.
But for now, most of the ice has melted, and we make it to the YMCA.
Okay, we are live at the Hot Springs YMCA, location of one of the library's book lockers. And Karen, what are we going to do now that we're here?
We are going to put some books in the locker for a patron. I also want to mention the YMCA has a book return that if you're coming out here, you can return your books as well.
That's right. We're also going to check the book drop, see if there's anything in there. So let's step over here to the locker itself. And that is the sound.
Metal.
That's the sound of the locker. We do have some instructions posted here.
Very easy.
Very, very easy to do. So, Karen, do you want to walk us through the steps?
The first thing you need to do is go to gclibrary.com and place an item on hold, and then choose which locker you would want us to bring your book out to or your item out to. That's your first step.
That is step number one, and our plan is to stock the lockers every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Of course, that's weather dependent, but that's what we're aiming for. So when you get a notification that your item is available for pickup at the locker, for the Y, you would need to check the hours that they're open. The other ones are open whenever they're outside. This one is inside. So we're going to stock the locker, and then we will go through the actual steps you do to pick your item up. All right, we've got the locker stocked, and now we are actually going to pick up some holds here for ourselves, just to give you an idea of kind of how the process works. So Karen, you have a hold available here at the YMCA locker.
Okay.
So what are you going to do?
I'm going to come up to the locker and hit probably account, and then I'm going to enter or scan my library card. So you can enter it or you can scan it. There's a little thing that says card on it. You just scan it in front of that. Once it's scanned.
Actually, we might back up a little bit because rather than just looking at your account, there's a holds pickup option that might be easier for the first time you do it. So. But Karen's going to enter her account number because she has it memorized. But there's a barcode scanner.
Yes.
And one thing we've learned is that you don't hold the barcode right up against the scanner. You have to give it a little bit of room to read the barcode. But Karen has entered her number.
Yes, I have.
And it's showing her how many items she has checked out, how many holds she has. And that's what happens if you press the account button. So I think we need to go back and do holds pickup.
Okay. So we're going to do holds pickup. There are three options. When you come up to the screen on the book locker, you can look at your account, see what you have checked out. You can renew an item, or you can holds pickup. That would mean your hold that is available in the locker. So we're going to go to holds pickup. And again, I'm going to enter my library card number. I haven't tried this using my phone. It may work. I don't know. I guess you would still have to have...
It should work. If you have the library's app with your barcode saved into it, you would be able to scan just directly from your app. Okay, it's showing that you do have one hold available. So what are you going to do now?
I'm going to select it, select all. Mm-hmm. And then I'm going to check out selected, which would be everything you put on hold, I assume. And then when I do that...
That was the magic sound of the locker magically opening all by itself. So it's pretty neat. So you get your book out, close the locker, and then on the screen you can press done. And it says, please wait. And then you can either get a receipt emailed to you, or you can press no receipt if you don't need one. So Karen, how was your locker experience?
It was fabulous.
It's super easy to use and very convenient.
After we checked the book drop, we ran into one of our customers, Miss Sally.
But I haven't used it.
You said you return books, though.
Oh, well. Yeah, all you have to do for return books is just put it in there.
That's right. This is Miss Sally. Do you want to tell everybody your name?
I'm Sally Waddell.
And how often do you come to the Y?
Very often.
Is it easier for you to get to the Y than to the library?
Yes.
Okay. So it's very convenient. Do you ever have holds from the library?
I have. In the past, I have.
Okay. Well, next time you have a hold, if you want to get it at the locker, we can show you how to do it.
All right.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Next, Karen and I head out to locker number 2 at Mid-America Park, where things don't go so well.
We are turning into Mid-America Park on Mid-America Boulevard. We made it out here just fine. I'd say the weather has cleared up a little bit, wouldn't you, Karen?
It's clearing up. Not bad. Not bad at all.
Not too bad. It's actually very beautiful. There's like mist coming over the mountains and...
very February.
It's very, very February today. Icicles hanging off of mailboxes, but so far no icicles hanging off of us.
Nope. We're not upside down in a ditch, so it's all good.
If you are looking for our locker in Mid-America Park, you go past the college, and it's in the parking lot of the Office of Emergency Management. Is that what it's called?
Department of Emergency Management. Which was the old armory at one time.
It was the old armory. You see a big blue building, and then once you pass the big blue building, hang a left. And in the very corner of the parking lot at the Garland County Department of Emergency Management, you will see our locker and book drop.
Yes. It's kind of, if you see the blue building, it's kind of next to the blue building, kind of. It hasn't been wrapped yet. Once it gets wrapped, it's going to be fabulous.
That is very true. We're waiting on our marketing team to put the beautiful wrapping on it. So at this one, we don't have any holds to pick up. We are going to stock some items in the locker and check the book drop.
Stay tuned.
Hey, podcast listeners. We've got a special deal just for you. $4.99 for 2 months, and it includes all of our digital access. I'm talking about all of our online content, our daily news clips, our puzzle library, and so much more. This is valid for new subscriptions only, so if you've been waiting to try it out, now's the time. Visit the link, hotsr.com/podcast23, to get this great deal.
While I waited in the warm car, Karen got out and tried to stock the locker. However, there was a message on the screen saying that the locker was out of service. Karen decided to call the library to try to get some backup from Mission Control.
Is this Joshua?
Yes.
May I speak with Chris or Whitney, please?
Yes, give me one moment.
Thank you.
Curbside service.
Who's speaking, please?
This is Cheryl. Who's this?
Cheryl, is Chris or Whitney right there?
Chris is. Hold on.
Okay.
Chris.
Yeah, this is Chris.
Chris, it's Karen at Mid-America Park with the locker.
And the podcast. Yeah.
And the podcast. So you're on air. The locker doesn't seem to be working. It says out of service, but we have a hold for it, and Whitney gave us a hold to put in the locker for a patron. Can you check on something for us?
Yes, let me get on the computer here.
Thank you, Chris.
In America Park, you said?
Yes.
Okay, was it in locker 11?
I don't know. We can't. I don't know.
The screen just says out of service. Please take item to desk. But the desk is a long way away.
Yeah. The only thing I'm showing on my screen is that there's something pending in locker 11, which I guess is what y'all are there to put in. Do y'all have the item ID and everything on there?
Hold, please.
Okay.
Okay, are you ready for the item ID?
Yes.
33-027-00555-7743.
Okay, yeah, that's the one that it says is pending in locker 11. So it won't let you put it in at all. It gives you the message.
Take to the desk. We don't want to take it to the desk.
Yeah, let me try to write this down and see if I can maybe cancel the assignment and then reassign it.
Okay.
Let me get this patron's information and everything down off my screen. And bear with me.
I'm bearing.
Let me get into workflows, which of course is not up on Whitney's computer. Or I guess rather the curbside computer.
Karen, why don't you describe what that banging noise is you're making?
The banging noise is, I'm trying to get the ice off the side mirrors. I'm not driving very safely, but don't tell the director. I'm trying to get the ice off. Take the ice off your side mirrors. I totally forgot.
Okay, here's the patron's item. Let me see if I can pull up there. Okay, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to cancel that assignment.
Okay.
So now it's canceled. Let me...
I'm not sure that that's going to help because the main screen on the locker just says that it's out of service.
Oh, okay. Let me...
Do you have a magic way to put it back in service?
Good question. Let me get into the... Of course, I'm doing this on Whitney's computer instead of mine. Let me move her phone over.
Sure.
Okay, Karen is going to check to see if the screen has changed at all. But I think from what I can see from here, it has not. It just says it's offline. It says what?
It is disconnected from the circulation server.
It is disconnected from the circulation server.
Okay, this is going to probably be something Beck is going to have to do because I'm trying to get into the remote locker software and control it from my terminal.
Okay.
But it is giving me error messages and saying I can't do it. Let me go see if Adam is in the back.
Okay. Thanks, Chris.
Be right back. Yeah, okay. Let me put you on hold.
Okay. Okay, we're still on hold, as you can hear from the music. We're waiting for our main IT guy, Adam Beck, to see if we can get the locker back online.
So, I just spoke to Matt in the back. Beck is not in, but he was saying that the Mid-America Park locker has been having a communication issue with Cersei Dynex and Biblioteca, so it's actually supposed to be offline at the moment, so we're not going to be able to stock it right now.
Okay.
So that's what the issue is. That's why I can't get into it and control it remotely, is because it's completely just offline between the two, until the two systems can kind of communicate with one another.
Understood. Well, thank you very much, Chris.
Thanks, Chris.
Yeah, sorry for how much of a headache this has been.
Nah, it's all good. Thank you.
All right.
Bye.
No problem. Y'all have a good one.
Bye.
All right. So that's that. We tried to do our mission, but we have been thwarted. Maybe we should do a little recap about what we've talked about today. We've visited two lockers. Unfortunately, one of them isn't up and working right this minute. We went to the YMCA. Our other lockers are at the... There's one outside of the library. So if you need to get something when the library's not open, it's super convenient just to come up and get it then. Or the one we have not visited today is at the Sunshine Store, which is super cool because they also have pie.
Yes.
And pie. They have great pie. We need to do our weekly trivia question.
Yes, we do. This was a tough question, a tough one to find out, figure out. But what year were the metal lockers first patented?
The first metal lockers. There was a patent filed.
In this year.
Right.
The year that we're looking for.
All right. So if you know the answer to our Library Beat trivia question this week, send that to us at gcl@gclibrary.com. That's the library's email address. Put Library Beat in the subject line so we'll know to be looking for it. And what's the winner going to win?
A swag bag.
A fun-filled swag bag. So, again, we're looking for when the first metal locker was patented. And send that to gcl@gclibrary.com, subject line, Library Beat. After Karen and I got back to the library and warmed up a little bit, I ran into one of our patrons who had just used one of our lockers, and she agreed to talk to me for a minute or two.
Yes, my name is Erica Jones.
And Erica, I know that you just checked something out at the locker. Do you want to tell us about the experience?
Yes, I just have to say that it's very convenient, and as a mother of two, I just love being able to get books whenever, you know, so it's just...
Excellent. So you use the one here at the library. Have you tried any of the other ones?
I have. I've also used the one at the YMCA.
Excellent. Okay. Well, thanks for chatting with us. Is there anything else you'd like to say about the lockers? All right.
Well, I just want to say how convenient they are, and they're great.
Okay. Thank you for chatting with us.
No problem.
I also talked to Chris a little bit more about what had gone wrong out at National Park. And the good news is that once we got back, we contacted the patron who was waiting for their book and arranged another way for them to get it. So that's the good news. And here's what Chris and I talked about the lockers. We actually had an issue today, and that's why we got you on the phone, but we weren't ever really able to get that sorted out today, were we?
That's right, because... we just changed that locker's location, and the software associated with the locker is still reflecting the old location, and it's not communicating the correct information and the updated information to our what we call workflows. For those of you who don't know how our library operates, there's a system that we use to check items in and out. It's called workflows.
This is all pretty new to us. It's been a learning experiment for everyone, and we probably haven't gotten every little wrinkle ironed out yet. I know Whitney, your coworker, we had some items at the Sunshine Store that someone thought they're going to be able to pick up, and Whitney said, well, due to some technical glitch, she was probably going to have to be on the phone with her and open the lockers from here. Is that something you can do?
It is something we can do as a last resort. Usually we try to hopefully get all these issues worked out and fixed so that we don't have to do that. But every now and then, you know, we end up with a technical issue that it could be on our end, it could be on the locker software end. But we can kind of tap into them remotely using the technology we have here on our computers and manually override.
So basically, there's just like a magic button that you can press, and from here, you can open the locker, even if it's at the YMCA or at National Park or wherever.
Pretty much. I mean...
But it's not actually magic.
It's not actually magic. Well, what was it? Arthur C. Clarke said any sufficiently advanced technology is indistinguishable from magic.
Okay.
So there you go.
It is magic.
Yeah.
It's official. Thanks to Chris for participating in our podcast this week, and also thanks to Miss Sally and Erica. And cameo appearances from Joshua and Cheryl. Karen and I will be back next week for another episode of Library Beat. Thanks for listening. Thanks for listening to Library Beat. from the Razorback Camper Sales Studio. Join us each Friday for a new topic.